with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Trump briefly addressing the issue of abortion during his campaign rally in Wisconsin Saturday.
Mr. Trump is claiming credit for the Supreme Court's decision to overturn the abortion precedent of Roe versus Wade, a case which he said
has torn our country apart for 52 years.
In his remarks, Mr. Trump said he agrees that exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother should be included in proposed laws, but he adamantly opposes late-term or post-birth abortions, calling the latter executions. George Williams reporting.
Both Mr. Trump and Kamala Harris have been frequent visitors to Wisconsin this year, a state where four of the past six presidential elections have been decided by less than one percentage point. Several polls of Wisconsin voters conducted after President Biden withdrew showed Harris and Trump in a close race. Also at SRNnews.com, a manhunt's underway as police search for a gunman in a rural area of southeastern Kentucky near I-75. Authorities say up to seven people were hurt in the shooting in a vehicle accident that accompanied the violence. The Laurel County Sheriff's Office says it's an active shooter situation. Israeli journalist Haviv Ritigur says the destruction of Gaza and its civilians have been a key part of the Hamas war strategy from the very start.
It built 500 miles of tunnels for that very purpose. In 11 months of war, not a single Palestinian civilian has been allowed to step a single foot in any tunnel just to protect themselves.
Murder charges filed against the father of a 14-year-old boy accused of a Georgia school shooting. Arrest warrants say Cullen Gray provided a gun to his son with the knowledge that he was a threat. A school dormitory fire in Kenya that claimed the lives of at least 21 boys have officials saying scores of students have been injured in the blaze. And they add it's feared that the death count will rise because some kids are unaccounted for. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in federal court. Michael Harrington has more.
The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has dismissed a suit filed by current and former students who don't like the fact that Christians are allowed to use federal aid to pay for tuition at religious schools. The plaintiffs want colleges and universities that refuse to embrace the LGBT agenda to be barred from getting federal dollars, but the court said no. In fact, federal law explicitly protects the right of religious schools to live out their convictions without penalty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sweetbriar College in Virginia has instituted a policy barring males from enrolling in the women-only school. The decision makes the school an outlier among the nation's diminishing number of women's colleges, most of whom have embraced transgenderism. Sweetbriar says the decision stems from the will of its founder, who died in 1900. The document requires it to be a place of girls and young women. This is SRN News. A bit of a sluggish job report raises questions about what the Fed will do with the interest rate later in the month.
Hiring by America's employers picked up a bit in August, and the unemployment rate dipped for the first time since March. That's a sign that the job market may be cooling, but remains sturdy. Employers added 142,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate ticked down to 4.2%. The figures show a job market slowing under the pressure of high interest rates, but still growing. With inflation falling steadily back to the Federal Reserve's target, the Fed is preparing to cut its key interest rate. The mixed report on the job market raises the question of how large a cut the Fed will announce at its next meeting. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Israeli first responders say three people were shot and killed near the border crossing between the West Bank and Jordan. Israeli police say the shooter was killed without providing further details. The border crossing is used by Palestinians, Israelis, and international tourists. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.